With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Seven night for hell is what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Yeagan, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we back. It's day two of the NFL draft. Flo, Scott, we're here in Las Vegas. I actually let the window open. You can't see anything.
Yeah, I'm about to say, just get a shot of my pool, B.
That's how cameras work. But we said last time we were going to open it up. The only problem is it looks like we're in heaven. If you know, if you were to see it, you wouldn't see me.
Real nice, sunny, tropical day in Las Vegas.
I want to be back in Chicago. I want gloom and doom. I want to be back in Gotham.
I want to be back in the City of Angels with nice smog, you know, clucks on the street, you know, taco trucks on every corner. I miss it.
I actually would not mind being in L.A. And I hate L.A. San Diego is where it's at. Anyway, this is day two.
Hold on, I got one better one. California is where it's at. There we go.
Chicago ain't where it's at. I don't know why I act like it is. You want to come get robbed? You know those memes where it says what people think Chicago is like and it's a dude pointing a gun?
Sometimes it really
is. No, but the next, it said what Chicago is really like. It shows the lakefront. Yeah. It shows the bean. Then it shows a nigga getting robbed. But anyway, of course, we have the Barbershop Podcast. We're going to go off on a tangent. This is day two of the NFL draft. Bears have three picks, two in the second round, really close to each other, within 11 picks of each other. 39th and 48th.
Before we get to that, we didn't get your opinion. Of course, y'all saw my recap. What did you think about day one? How'd you like the experience?
My whole experience of the draft is behind the camera because I'm in front of the camera almost every Bears game. I'm answering the questions. So for here, this is a work trip, but also I just want to get behind it. And so Scott's handling the heavy. He doesn't have the heavy lifting. He's the public face.
Yeah.
I'm doing the heavy lifting. I'm behind the camera.
Y'all much rather hear me talk anyway. Let's keep it.
That's not true. Anyway, but day one NFL draft was stupid. Just straight up stupid. And I just think we have to acknowledge that teams
Are you talking about like the picks?
Yeah, teams made idiotic moves. Using four picks to go up three spots.
What? And niggas was wild horny for wide receivers. Just, it was nasty business.
Bro, there's at least 22 receivers in this draft, according to my opinion, that are NFL ready. I'm not saying they're all number one receivers. They're probably 10 who I think have the chance to be number one receivers.
Which is still large.
This is a wide receiver draft. Yeah. This is not anything else.
We didn't see a quarterback go to, like, what, pick 22
or
something.
And then you pick Kenny Pickens,
like,
the person who only had past 13 touchdowns one time, and it was his last season. I'm not sure. He had 4 years in college. Like, you get 4 years, you're trash. Now, not to say he'll end up being trash, but your college career is underwhelming if you stay in all 4 years.
Yeah.
Typically, you're out. You know, after you have that mandated amount. But right now, of course, you still have Malik Willis on the board. There's Sam Howell. I don't even know the rest of them. Ritter from, Cincinnati. So, interesting to see what happens with quarterbacks. But at the same time, this is still a wide receiver round. I think you'll probably see more of a wide receiver run after the Bears. My guess is because the Jets picked twice again. Jets have a crap ton of
picks. Got a lot. And I thought both New York teams had a pretty good day yesterday. You know, now I think with the Giants, they had a good draft, but it's also coming down to quarterback. Like, I think Daniel Jones stinks. And I think they have a good belief that he stinks too, considering they didn't pick up his fifth year option. Now, I will say this, is no disrespect to any of these players out here. You know, it's good to see these young kids. And they are kids. I was just talking to Joe about that before we started recording. These motherfuckers are like children. Like, they're like 10, 12 years younger than us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people born in like 1999. So it's like, it's good to see these young kids get their dreams realized. It's good to see these young black men, you know, stepping into situations where they can have wealth for the rest of their families. With that being said, there's no way hell Drake London should have been the first wide receiver off the board. Everybody in the fucking media room was like, what?
It was, huh?
Like, it was a big gasp in the media room. Like,
bear in mind that Drake London, that the media room is big.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, it's not like the typical media room where it's about
closed in and shit.
Yeah, it's closed in. This was a big dining hall.
It was like the biggest lunchroom of all time.
That's a good ass way to put it. And niggas had groups like it was a lunchroom.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even if you look, first of all, he went to freaking USC. That was my biggest prop. So we're talking about my takeaways. You went to UFC. Name me a good wide receiver from UFC in the past 10 years.
I thought you'd say all the time. I was going to say Keyshawn.
Oh, we know Keyshawn. We look at him literally on TV.
That's a good question. I can't think of one.
Like a great receiver that is supposed top five?
I can't think of one.
You know what I'm saying? That's just, that's not, and to double check, because I know it's some USC fans, I'm going to literally look at UFC wide receivers in the NFL.
I fuck with UCLA more anyway because I worked at UCLA. So
doo-doo.
Shout out my people.
Doo-doo. This list is doo-doo.
Who are all the people?
Who are these niggas?
Dwayne?
So right now you have Drakelin, obviously. You got trash. These are literally Amon St. Ross. That's who. Amon-Ra St. Brown. I said Amon St. Ross. Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's the one who left the Packers.
USC is like the cutoff.
Michael Pittman. Juju Smith-Schuster is trash. Nelson Aguilar is trash.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, like to see him go first over people like Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave is a little ridiculous because even somebody like Nelson Aguilar.
Chris Olave, not Chris Olave.
Chris Olave will be available.
I was like, it's Chris Olave. I felt like fucking Don Cheadle in Rush Hour 2 bloopers. His name is Lee, goddammit.
But to see these players getting taken first, I mean, like Michael Pittman was a second rounder. Nelson Aguilar was a late first rounder. And me taking.
Aguilar was first round?
Yeah, taking Drake London.
You know, this is the part
that
of
the pick first.
This is the part of you where every fan base loves their draft. I love what they do. We're aggressive. These are guys we wanted. By Thanksgiving, you'll be calling for heads. That's the circle of life. Yeah. But
the Bears were fine with the draft because
were you shocked that Ryan Poles didn't do anything at all yesterday?
No.
I was happy he didn't. I was a little shocked just because I think his Bears fans were accustomed to, you know, Ryan Pace saying fuck them picks.
Mm-hmm.
But it not working out for him the way it worked out for Les Snead.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't shocked, but it was a new feeling. Like, okay, this is good. He's gonna lay back and play his hand. What do you think is gonna happen today?
My guess is he's not gonna trade at all this draft.
Okay.
I think right now, what do you have to give up? You know what I'm saying?
You don't think
what,
he's gonna trade back to get more picks?
I can see him doing that, but at the same time, there are wide receivers you need to get in the second round.
Right.
So if he's trading anything, he may trade the third rounder away to get a fourth because they don't have a fourth, and maybe to get himself a seventh because they don't have a seventh.
Right
now they have 2 seconds, a third, 2 fifths, and a sixth, and that's it, and that draft is done. But I don't know. Because I don't have a history of him drafting, nobody does because he's been a general manager. I don't know. You know, I can't really say whether or not or what he'll do in the draft. But right now, it seems he's a patient person. And that could be a good tool. That, once again, I think Bears fans have a habit of either criticizing too early or crowning too early. I'm in the business of doing neither. I'm not going to crown him. I have nothing to criticize him for yet.
I mean, we basically put Justin Fields and Canton last year.
Well, yeah.
The first week.
Yeah. But that was a child could have made that straight up. I'm not mad that because that first was for Justin, right?
Yeah, that first was for. I would do that if Justin Fields would be the consensus number one pick. And he shouldn't have been lower than two last year. Like I still don't understand.
He should have been the second quarterback.
It should have been Trevor Lawrence and it should have been him. I still don't get that.
I don't understand narratives that come around, but that's last year's draft.
I think it has something to do with him being a black, but you know.
You have somebody like Zach. Zach Wilson.
Zach Jets. Wilson. The Jets are going to be BYU.
Lose the game. What you mean? You going to take somebody who's experienced?
Y'all know how I feel.
And play the actual competition?
Y'all know how I feel about Trey Lance. But that was 2021. It's back in the day.
That's Justin's here. We're holding a grudge.
Yeah.
But anyway, right now, honestly, I think the Bears draft will go as normal as people would probably expect. I don't see many trades. They're not going to trade up unless they see, ooh, we can get this person.
Yeah.
Take our pick. You can have our pick. Because maybe. The other team's pick is not in jeopardy of getting taken. Maybe I can see something like that because team swap, especially if it's an AFC team that has it. The AFC team doesn't have to worry about an NFC team.
Like, but, out of the people who do you have, I don't know if you have the draft order in front of you, but when I looked at it yesterday, I don't think anybody who's in front of us is really like wide receiver had need.
Well, see, right now when you're looking at it within round two, we have Jaguars coming up.
They got wide receivers.
They have wide receivers. Yeah. I don't expect them to do much.
The Vikings might be some dicks.
Vikings, maybe.
The Titans might, because Titans just got rid of AJ.
Titans, maybe.
Then they drafted one yesterday, though.
Exactly. So, that matter of fact, they drafted their AJ Brown substitute already.
And what's funny is, dude is compared to AJ Brown.
But you know what that is. That's
it was all payment. It was money. He needed.
Exactly. What do businesses in a capitalist society do? They make sure to have the cheapest possible, and I say possible, not just cheap. And I say it's all messed up material. The cheapest possible material to make what they needed to make a large profit. Yep. And so, how do you take that and translate it into the NFL world? You take the cheapest possible option, which are younger players, so you don't have to play the big names, because though somebody like him, a big name like him, can go to a team who's willing to pay him, who feels that they're in a win-now strategy. That's what's happening in the league. I don't necessarily like it. I don't like that teams are willing to just give away players because the contract's too big. You make too much money for you to not be willing to pay these players.
Yeah, I agree.
But the more power you give players, the more owners will find a way to circumvent that. Yeah. And how do they circumvent that? Dump them. I don't want them taking
the contract. It's all about, you know, I think when you brought up business, which is a great part when it comes to sports fans and when it comes to these teams. Like, you got to understand it's a business. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like on a non-Bears note, like, a lot of Bulls fans got upset about what Zach LaVine said in this press conference today. And I'm like, bro, he's negotiating. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, AK had his press conference. And they asked him about Zach. He said, I wasn't alone here a long time, but we'll see. Zach says, I'm keeping all my options open. It's negotiation. Why would he say, oh, yeah, I'm 100% coming to the Bulls, to make him feel like I can just give him whatever he wants?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing here with the A.J. Brown thing. A.J. Brown wanted his money. That's the reason he got traded. It's no coincidence that the minute he got traded to Philly, like 20 minutes later, he gets a 4-year, $100 million extension. Yeah. It's all about the fucking money when it comes to that thing. And I don't know if you saw the video. Mike Vrabel was pissed. Yeah. He did not want to do that deal. He walked out the draft room. But it's a money thing. So that's what I think sports fans need to understand.
I'm guessing this about was the money. An ownership thing.
So oh, 100%. They overrode.
You're going to have to ditch him because, yeah, I'm not paying it. But the thing is, and this is what I hate about rich folks, is that you have the ability to pay.
And
we
mean
players.
By rich, you mean billionaires.
Exactly. You're a billionaire. Your team racks in billions of dollars a year in profit. Pay these people. All you do is pay them. I mean, this is how NFL treats it, like a business. And so right now they don't want to hold on to these players' contracts because it costs them too much money. But at the same time, this is like Scott said, this is a salary cap league. You're going to have to get rid of that money anyway.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? I don't understand it. It's not the favorite thing I like about this league. But I think it will backfire because a lot of these teams who trade up for these players, like someone picking up Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham was a huge reason why the Rams got to the Super Bowl.
Who picked up Odell Beckham?
I'm talking about last year.
I was like, did I miss something?
No, last year was a real reason they got to the Super Bowl.
Because
Odell Beckham was waste man in Cleveland because he had a waste man QB.
That criminal Baker Mayfield.
He went to somebody with like Matt Stafford and the Rams, and what happened? He became the old Odell Beckham.
I'm tired of these Matt Stafford commercials, man. All right, go away.
Hey, man, he's living his best life.
I get it.
I think eventually this will backfire on owners because it's not like an actual product in a normal business venture where you can say, okay, I'm going to go to a supplier to get what I got cheaper. It might not be the exact same material, but I'm going to go cheaper, and that way I'll save money, and then I have more profit. And this is what owners are doing. We're going to try to get the same results, but we're going to get a cheaper, younger player who we don't have to pay that $100 million extension. But at the same time, A.J. Brown was a known receiver, trust receiver. You knew what he got. This person that you replaced him with, that's fine, but you have no clue as to how they will produce. Whereas A.J. Brown, you know how he produced. But for the Bears are not in that situation. The Bears are in a complete rebuild from the ground up. And
I don't like using the word rebuild football.
It's a rebuild.
It's no such thing as rebuild.
It's a rebuild.
It's a retool.
I think we're used to the fact that in a rebuild in any other sport takes years.
Call it a rebuild.
But you're still doing the same thing.
I mean, yes.
But Chicago, even more so, you're rebuilding because there are so many spots you don't have available.
I agree with that. But also, there's a 7 seed, right? There's a chance they can make. I'm not saying I'm picking them to make playoffs. We're in Vegas. I wouldn't put no money on that shit. Once mm-hmm. a fucking ever. I'm just saying, yes, the process is the same. But NFL has so much worse the first overturn compared to other leagues. Is why I personally don't think this rebuild
it's just
the
NFL. It's not all.
Just my opinion.
But anyway, you're looking right now at the draft. We got Jacksonville, Minnesota, Tennessee, New York Giants, Houston Texans, New York Jets, then the Bears picks. That's the 7th pick of today in the 2nd round. And we go into the 3rd round, the Bears are picking 7th again. So two sevenths with their first picks in those rounds.
So they only have one 2nd round?
No, Bears pick again in 16.
Right, I know they got two. Yeah.
And we got that. The Bears got that from the Chargers. So right now you're looking
in the
at seven. Yeah, you're looking at 7 and 16. And right now, the person that I'm looking at immediately for the Bears to get, hopefully.
We are at the same page.
Hopefully that no one else picks up, because as we're looking right now at the list of teams, we already went over Jacksonville. We're thinking they're probably not going receiver.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll go to strengthen up their old offensive
line. I'm worried about Minnesota.
And
I'm worried about Houston.
Yeah. Houston is in need of receivers. Yeah. So if they did, I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't say that Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota probably look somebody team with Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't want to deal with Pickens and others.
Pickens is a dog.
Don't be dicks. Please
with
be
a subpar QB in college. I don't care what you all like about. What is that dude's name? Hunter something? You subpar. But the first person that I'm looking at right now to come off the board for the Bears is George Pickens. 6'3 receiver. Darnell Mooney is 6'5. He's probably 5'11. When I stood next to Darnell Mooney, every press conference, I was taller than him. He was in cleats.
Yeah,
so he's probably 5'10. And Darnell Mooney's quick. George Pickens is a 4'4 at 6'3. Two quick receivers, but one is a go-get-it 6'3 receiver.
You can sell me on Pickens and Mooney, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's great.
And that's who Justin needs. Yeah. A go-up-and-get-it guy. You need
and
a
then Justin has a rapport
receiver
with Pickens, not because you know, this was some illustrious teammate, because Justin Fields was at Georgia at one point in time. And so he knows who Justin Fields is, and he knows that, in my personal opinion, they should have just let Justin start away, even though I do. Who was the person who was ahead of him? At Georgia?
Oh, you talking about
Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm has historic numbers.
But it was some racist shit. If you watch the Justin Fields documentary, it puts that in there. But I think, as I always say, as a Chicago sports fan, I never get what I want. So I'm not expecting for Pickens to be. I'm expecting some bullshit to happen. So in a second, I want to look over at secondary choices. But I do think Pickens is perfect for this offense. Gives Justin a go-up-and-get-it guy. Makes Darnell Mooney even better. It will give Cole Kmet an opportunity to get better. And it's just going to open it up. And then what makes it easier for? Mr. David Montgomery. It helps the offense all together. And if you can get Pickens, then you can go confidently like, all right, now we can get O-line. Or we can go get us a corner to line up with Jalen Johnson. Mm-hmm. Or there's also a linebacker, Dean, who I think will be great to line up with Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of... Like, even if you don't get Pickens, there's so much great talent that the Bears, I think, are going to get a starter
also
with a 39th pick.
Yeah. I think the person that I'm looking at second for them to pick is probably Kyler Gordon, but I'm going to assume he's getting picked up.
Oh, yeah, he's a corner, yeah. Yeah.
The only person that...
I'm actually shocked he dropped to the second.
I am, too. The only person he's not going to be the first corner taken off. More than likely, the first corner taken off is going to be the Clemson cornerback, Andrew Booth. Is probably going to be the first cornerback taken. But Kyle Gordon's right there. He's the next person. And the Bears pick, what? How many picks later did the Bears pick? The Bears pick again at 16. So nine picks.
We all know Bears 2 is going to freak out who our receivers and draft in Thursday night.
Yeah, I know.
After all the stuff we've been dealing with, and, you know, since the free agency has started, need a wide receiver, need weapons. I'm really interested to see what Poles is going to do. So I'm really interested.
He seems to be a person that's just taking his time.
Yeah, and which he should. And that's the thing that we've been saying, like, for like all year. We heard it from Bears fans. We just want to start over, take time. But now what's happening, y'all getting impatient. You got to relax.
At the end of the day, I don't know who was they talking to. Mel Kiper, I forgot who they were talking to last night on the ESPN recap. But somebody mentioned the teams that do the most, do the best, take their time.
Yeah.
The teams that do the most take their time. Like when with the Patriots draft, you're like, oh my goodness, why would they do this? Dude, Belichick's taking his time.
It's the Patriot way.
The Patriot's way.
You got to build a new culture, build a new program. The Bears don't have a program, and that's what they need to build.
And so right now, you're building this team. This is why we'll call the Bears team a rebuild. They have traded away so many people and released so many people to key spots because they have to build this program from the ground up again. And so right now, the best thing for them is to take their time, be patient, and get the players that you need. And I think that's going to come with just, okay, we'll get this person. But I'm not expecting the Bears to do any movement. Maybe they trade the third rounder, but I think those, because they are behind with everybody because they didn't have a first round pick, it's going to be a rush to get those 2 second rounders picked. So I can't see them trading anybody in the second round.
I'll say
third round, maybe they trade to get more picks for the fourth, but
I'll say this. I think 39, they're for sure picking. I wouldn't be shocked if they traded anything else.
Yeah.
I think 39 for sure they're staying put.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, this is our draft recap. Me and Scott have to start getting ready to head back to Caesar's Forum.
Yeah, Caesar's Forum.
Walk outside amongst nothing but drunk people. And we'll have another recap video with Scott at the end of the night.
You know. And we're doing a live pre-show. Mm-hmm. It will be streamed on the 79th of Hallis and the Barbershare Twitter accounts. We're going to be live from the media room. We know we'll just give y'all a little pregame, probably about 30 minutes before a draft starts. Around that time, check that out. And, of course, recap video. So, yeah, man, I'm excited to see the Bears on the clock now. So, I'm excited to see what they're going to do today.
We out.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.